Call the order. Let's get Megan and Craig show up, and we'll start the meeting now. We have forum. So we're going. So start the meeting. Call the meeting order of the American Rescue Plan Act Special Committee, May 2nd, 2024. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, to the Republic, under indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you. First call for the approval of the April 4th, 2024 meeting minutes. Questions or questions?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Thank you. So we'll write to resolutions. We have two resolutions tonight. First resolution, number 225, providing the ARPA funding for county government services and replenishing funding for capital project number 629, the Ulster County Brownfield Program from Serial Bond, ARP Division, Department of Finance, Division of Recovery and Resilience. Discussion, questions? No? I'll ask Jamie if you have a few words to say on this.
Yeah, so both of these resolutions are again relating to the lost revenue. We've been discussing lost revenue for I think every meeting so far this year. So these resolutions will move the money from ARPA into the lost revenue. I think Laura can speak to the next one specifically on the solar. The first one up is the brownfield, the following one is the solar. Again, this provides additional flexibility for us in the timeline to be able to use the funding using the intent of the legislature to get these projects completed.
Can you repeat that because Megan's here now?
Take it from the And you can record her vote on the minutes, perhaps.
Yes.
Well, yes, I'd like to vote on the minutes.
You okay on the minutes?
Yeah, I'm great.
Okay. So we'll get that extra vote on the minutes from Megan. We are on resolution 225, lost revenue for the brownfields.
Wonderful.
All right, Jamie just basically said that. And any other questions, comments, concerns? Yes.
Thank you. I would like us to have a chart of all of the lost revenues, where they came from, and those projects, so that then we can start to draw down from that accounting in order to spend what we originally had planned to spend.
I know the focus here is on brownfields, which is why that the Government Operations Center is an ideal site.
Yeah.
I just want to encourage, because it is an emergency service provider, that it would be really ideal as the planning is occurring, not so much about the brownfields, but about the use of the land, that that battery storage be included in the planning, so that you're not depending on diesel or even biodiesel, and that you're that we have absolute reliability and not be burning fossil fuel to accomplish that.
Yes.
Thank you. Any other questions, concerns? Okay. If not, there's a motion to adopt the resolution as presented.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed or abstained? Thank you. Passes. Next resolution, final resolution, resolution 226, providing the ARPA funding for county government services and replenishing funding for capital project 674, Ulster County Solar and EV Charging Infrastructure Program, ARP Division, Department of Finance, Division of Recovery and Resilience. Discussion, questions? Laura, you're going to take this one.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
Following the exact same plan and process and logic as we were doing for brownfields, we're moving the money to lost revenue in order to allow us more flexibility and have time to get these contracts with municipalities and disperse the funds within the time limits and the of the SLRF and ARPA. I did provide Legislator Corcoran, and I'm happy to make copies and circulate it as needed.
Ready did.
Thank you. Already did, even better. What I provided is an outline of the work plan for that program, including the application, when it will be released, which is after the funds are approved to move. and it will be one of the Climate Corps internship programs. I will be the person overseeing this solar program to make sure that the application, moves, that the committee is put together, and that the funds are decided and distributed on a timely fashion. So if anyone has questions on that timeline or on that work plan, please feel free to ask.
So on that note, I just want to personally thank Laura. I mean, she took this on when she didn't have to. This was a resolution I brought forward, $2.5 million for the municipalities to basically solar and EV. It moved slow, but Laura's now taking it. So once we turn this back over, she gave us the timeline that you see, and I'm a holder to it. But I appreciate you taking it on. I really do, because again, I think it's important to move forward with this. And I know most of the municipalities, basically, if you have a roof, you could get this solar going, and EV was fairly inexpensive, and we could keep that moving.
When you say municipalities, do you mean towns, or can you include municipal libraries?
Well, they were sent out to the towns.
Okay. Just check it, because mm-hmm. municipal can be multiple things.
I'd just like to thank you for bringing this forward and mention that I have driven in other communities. I have relatives in Western New York State. The infrastructure is just not there mm-hmm. to support pure EV, hybrid, yes. Mm-hmm. But I think that at least 20% of the tourism market in this area of New York State is EV tourism. So by having this infrastructure, we are supporting our tourism industry as well as those within our community that want to make this transition.
Which is great. I think if I could speak that, the monies that we're putting into the lost revenue into the executive's hands, I've had a conversation with county exec, that money's not spent, the county will be able to use themselves on solar and EV projects within the county. So after Laura had put out a survey to all the supervisors and mayors on, you know, what their intent was on getting this, and that came back, and then we discussed that the revenues that were left in that pot would be a great opportunity for the county to use for their projects and continue on with the intent of the resolution passed back into time. So it's going to help on other spots also.
I just wanted to add to Legislator Corcoran's point, in order to maximize the flexibility of these funds and to respond as much as possible to the municipalities, and what I meant to say is to keep the spirit of the legislation and your original resolution, we made sure that the application as it's being designed and based on the survey feedback is going to be as flexible as possible. Originally, there was discussion about a certain amount to go towards EV and a certain amount to go towards solar. So I just wanted to stress that based on previous iterations of grants we've done with municipalities and the information that we've gotten back from them, we will make sure that they kind of have the discretion to decide how they feel it is best fit to spend those funds. We encourage them to also speak with their legislative representatives should they have questions on how to go about making this decision. So we are hoping that if they come to you and have questions, you come back to me and I can get them responded to effectively.
Thank you again. Legislator Green.
I just want to be sure you're aware that there's a very active renewable energy implementation planning process going on. There's a working group that's coordinating, and we're working municipality by municipality with teams, so we're in pretty constant communication. I will send everybody, I did polish off the list of all the municipalities and who's working on it or potentially working on it in the towns and the city of Kingston, and it's moving forward overall really well, but I'd like to be able to, you know, if they hear about it from two different directions, they might. Is it still open for application?
So we haven't opened the application to towns yet. We can't open the application until after the funds moved and are established.
Got it.
But to your point, one of the pieces of the Climate Corps project related to this is for us to compile resources for municipalities. So I definitely want to make sure that your working group as a resource is, we connect so that we can make sure that that gets sent out to the municipality so they can really utilize that. So more than happy to connect with you on that.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Any more discussions? All right. I'll ask for a motion to adopt the resolution as presented.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
All in favor? Anybody opposed? Abstained? All good. Thank you. Okay. Any new business? What up?
I have a question. I don't know whether it's new or old. It's an existing ARPA project.
Okay.
And I've been having difficulty getting actual updates on the building retrofit, the energy efficiency building retrofit project that RUPCO is doing the construction, or not doing the construction, but overseeing that portion of it. And CLP, Communities for Local Power, is doing the workforce development. I'm clear on the workforce development component, although I have to say I'm disappointed that it really focused on home energy audits, and that's very valuable. Mm-hmm. But for reasons I'm still not quite clear, the interns won't be working with the RUPCO contractors on the actual homes. My bottom line question is, how many projects are actually contracted and moving forward? And the last I heard, it was 3 of 10. I don't know if there's an update on that.
Can you take that?
So I think that you are correct in the legislative group, that there are 3 contracts, I think. I know they're looking to find more homeowners because some of them just weren't eligible for to continue the work, so they got the audit itself, which I understand is a very detailed audit, and I'm sure you're very aware. So I know they're doing more kind of outreach to more homeowners to try and find more people who to be enter the program, so that they can enter into like a contract with them and do the actual work. But the last I knew, it's still 3.
And it was also my understanding they were going to ask for an extension, that the work mm-hmm. had to be done by August, but yes. they weren't going to be able to. So I just don't know where that stands. Unfortunately, I've been kind of bounced around in trying to get the information here because, you know, I keep getting referred to somebody else.
I can certainly talk with you after this too, but yeah, we can talk maybe, and mm-hmm. I can make sure you're getting that.
It's, you know, it's $500,000 project, yeah. and mm-hmm. I just, my understanding, the last thing I heard was there'll be a report if you go to ARPA, so that's my and okay. These are all projects that one way or another, mm-hmm. I have interest in. So.
Yeah, I do know the committee is aware of your interest, and they have, we've been discussing, like, making sure that you've been updated. So you sound updated, though. So, like, that's pretty much where it stands right now. And they're working on an extension, and they're also working on finding more homeowners to Great. Get into the program.
Thank you.
CLP. Legislative agreed. CLP is also working with us. I believe this is connected to the program as well, that they're doing time before energy audits with lead kids at OBP this summer. And so getting the work done as part of the process will be part of it. But I will touch base with Ashley and also with this other piece that I'm talking about and make sure that we get a full kind of comprehensive list of what's going on with that one. But I believe it also ties to the septic course that's coming this summer. Give you a kind of a better timeline
update. And I think that's good enough for now.
Okay. Any other new business?
I don't know. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if the executive's office wanted to. Just, I know they had mentioned to some of the members before the meeting in regards to the personnel addition to the ARPA team. I don't know if they wanted to, for the record, mention that.
That was going to be my new business at the end when it was done.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. We were gonna welcome Melissa Hart to the ARPA team. She's here today. Thank you and welcome to round it back out to 3. Thank you and welcome. Anything else? Okay. Look for a motion for adjournment.
I'll make it.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.